listening to Not So Live from Asteroid G, picking up our swords and waving it around. I'm your host, Mike Finkelstein.
Hey, your buddy, by the power of Grayskull, Mike the Ghoul here, gonna talk some He-Man trailer, because I'm excited.
You recently had me watch the He-Man trailer, Masters of the Universe, which I had avoided. And curiously, this reminds me of the previous Masters of the Universe that we got. Because it's usually He-Man and the Masters of the Universe, but it seems like every time they bring it over to live action, they make it Masters of the Universe and ditch the He-Man part from the title, which is strange. I don't know why they do it. Maybe it's a licensing thing. I don't know, but that just seems to be the way it is. But I personally would, if I were Amazon MGM producing this, would not want to draw any reference to the previous Masters of the Universe movie, because that was god-awful.
It is one of those classic 80s movies that, like, you either loved it or hated it as a kid. I loved it. It doesn't hold up. It's not very good. All it is nostalgia for me.
Yeah.
Moving on to the new one.
I tried to watch it, like, recently, and I couldn't make it more than 5 minutes, and it was just so bad. But yeah, the new one has a trailer out right now with, again, for some reason, taking place on Earth for part of its story, which, why are you referencing the matter. It has Prince Adam hiding out on Earth as like an HR specialist or something, and then the people of Eternia come and pull him back, and he has to fight against Jared Leto, which, I mean, anyone who decides to beat the shit out of Jared Leto is aces in my books.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. We didn't get much of Skeletor in this trailer aside from just the appearance of Skeletor, which looks good. It looks both faithful to the cartoon and both faithful to like what you would think a live action Skeletor should look like without it being goofy. So we'll see how he is when he talks, because I wonder what kind of Skeletor we're going to get. Are we going to get the goofy one? Are we going to get the live action one from the 80s that was very serious? Are we going to get the one that almost wins in the Kevin Smith one? Like, what version of Skeletor are we going to get here? And just don't make it a Joker version, Jared Leto. I'm sorry, please.
I have to hope they reined him in, because the rest of the movie, outside the fact that some of it takes place on Earth, actually looks kind of faithful. Goofy and dumb as shit, but faithful. But like, you never can really rein in Jared Leto. He's always going to do his dumb Leto shit and be Mr. Method. So, but the trailer looked decent, and I guess I'm kind of hopeful for it more than I was before.
It looks pretty good. Like, to your point, they're putting Prince Adam on Earth again. Apparently, the story here is his mother is from Earth. I'm not up on my lore from back in the day. I don't know how canon, canon that is, but like, whatever. Like, that's where we're at for this one. So his mother was human. She sends him to Earth to protect him as a child, and he's kind of spending his life on Earth, I guess, figuring out who he is. And he finds his sword, which is, you know, what makes He-Man He-Man, you know, all the power from Grayskull and all that kind of stuff. So the trailer kind of shows you his journey to getting it. And I think I've heard like most of the movie takes place in Eternia, but you do have big chunks that are in the real world. Not sure if that was a budget thing or whatever. I know in the live action in the 80s, a lot of it was held on Earth because of budgets. They had an idea of what they could do and go bigger, but they just couldn't afford it.
You're talking about a movie made by Canon Film, so it, you know, no matter what the movie would have required to make back in the 1980s, you can bet that they made it for like maybe some wooden nickels, because they did not spend much on it. So
the director had a larger vision than his pocketbook was warranted. So, I mean, say what you will about that, but I mean, it's a bigger budget now. We'll see how faithful it holds. He-Man is nostalgia for me, so I want to see how this does. I'm interested. He looks like what I would think a Prince Adam would look like too, which is kind of important. You know, Prince Adam is a big part of He-Man's character, and you always get the He-Man, the buff guy, the big guy, but show me Prince Adam. You know, I got to buy into that character too if this movie is going to be successful for me.
Like, on that topic, like you mentioned the Kevin Smith one, I did like the first season of the Kevin Smith show, the He-Man reboot that he did. I couldn't get into second season. Like, I watched the first episode and some uncle we never heard of before showed up, and suddenly, like, there's drama, and I found myself couldn't care about anything that was going on, and I stopped.
Yeah, I think the first season was pretty good.
Yeah, first season was
good. And the second thing, it kind of lost me. But, I mean, Kevin Smith, like, just had a different version. Different vision, whatever. Yeah. I don't judge it too harshly, but it wasn't as good as the first season. You are correct.
Then. Yeah. So
we'll see what happens with this. I mean, it's been a long time a very long time since we had any kind of live action He-Man, you know, at all. So I'm intrigued to see where this is going to go. I really am.
Yeah, it could be good. It could be awful, but it can't be much worse than 1980s Masters of the Universe. So yeah. So bad that its sequel script got repurposed into Cyborg.
Isn't that crazy? I heard that and I'm like, wait a minute. So I did a little bit of reading on it. I'm like, oh my God, that's true.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
Elements of it at the very least survived into it, and some of the production of costumes and so forth lasted over to it. So it's not like it's a direct sequel or just a repurposed second movie, but like they plan to make one. And then they were like, oh crap, this movie bombed and we can't afford to just let go of everything. So they made a different one instead. And it's also trash because I watched it. Cyborg is not good.
It's not. It's you know, it's Van Damme 80s, but it's not even good Van Damme. It's not Bloodsport. It's not Double Impact. It's not even Sudden Death from the 90s. It's just a bad movie.
It's just a bad movie. So hopefully this new He-Man is better. Which
we hope.
I got a comment just as a last point on this. I've seen people complaining because, like, if you see it, it's like Adam something is his nameplate when he's at his HR desk, you know, his full name. And it says underneath it, he, him. And people are like, oh my God, pronouns. Why did you put that in? And I'm sitting there going, his name is He-Man. Like,
right.
Guys, like, they're joking with themselves. And also, stop being stupid.
Right, come on. Like, can we just like look at something and laugh about it? Like, it's not a woke thing. It's not a pronoun. He is He-Man.
He's already pronoun guy.
Yeah, you can't get much more manly than He-Man. Yeah. All the He-Man, it's a joke.
It's funny. Whatever. This has been Not So Live from Asteroid G, throwing our sword in the air and realizing we didn't have a good grip on it. I'm your host, Mike Finkelstein.
Your buddy, Mike the Ghoul. Glad that we're at least just not getting Gwildor this time around. We'll see how this movie does, though.
Wow, you know more of these characters than I do. I think there was, like, I had, like, the skunk guy and the one that you could stick on, like, the leech thing that you could stick on windows.
I know all their names. my brain hangs on to the dumbest shit, so... It's just the way it is.
We will see you all next time.